Happy, happy, happy Friday, the sound of the weekend, baby. Trying to get the voice warmed up, get rid of this creeping crud. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm Bob Rose. Happy weekend. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Okay, no? You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
My eye itches.
Scratch it.
Doesn't that mean something? Like the palm of your hand itches, does it mean you're going to get money?
Yeah, my dad's mom had, you know, like a few nose itches at some companies coming and that kind of thing. I forgot all about those things.
Drop a spoon, company soon.
Come on,
man.
Yeah.
That's old school stuff.
It is.
All right. Good morning and welcome. Indeed, it is Friday, and one of your top stories, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, interview each other. Yeah, interview each other.
Well, we said that she wasn't doing interviews. I guess we're wrong now, right?
I try to make this little chit-chatty get-together. I saw a clip of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
It was silly.
Slightly awkward.
Just silly.
Silly.
Yeah.
And the point needs to be made that this is what the Democrat Party thinks of you and me. This is what they think, that they can put on a smiling face and they can joke with each other and laugh and smile, and that somehow that gives Americans hope for the future. If anything, it frightens the heck out of us. Yeah. Because you're supposed to be getting serious. Well, you should have been serious about issues. I mean, here's number one, and I know it sounds like beating a dead horse, but number one, the open border. That is such a slap in the face. Who exactly can defend the open border policy and say, this is good? Because she's got that blood all over her hands of anybody who was killed, maimed, raped by an illegal alien or anything else bad that happened because of open borders. All the fentanyl deaths, she had a role in that.
But she's going to fix the border when she's elected.
Yeah, that's bizarre. And she's also going to have universal health care like she campaigned on before and several other things. And now they're talking about price controls, rent controls. That's called socialism, folks. They're going to try to control the profit margin of a corporation. Whenever government tries to run business, it always fails. It is called socialism. And it has failed in Venezuela, which basically is what, you know, Trump has come out and said that what they're trying to promote is what he called the Maduro plan. In other words, you want Venezuela? Yeah, go ahead and vote for Kamala because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Former President Trump yesterday directly responded to a proposed effort from the Biden administration to lower prescription drug prices that the president announced alongside Vice President Kamala Harris yesterday, likening her proposals to the policies of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who's not a good guy, by the way, in case you're not aware of that.
Yeah.
Biden on Thursday announced the move during an event in Prince George's County. Now, Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. That's what Trump said at his press conference in Bedminster, New Jersey. He came out relaxed, confident, welcomed everybody, and just went through the issues. And he said, look, if they worked, I'd go along with it, too. But they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect. But it leads to food shortages, rationing, hunger, dramatically more inflation. Yeah, this has been pushed on people in the past. You do not want the government having any more influence than it already does. And in fact, if you want the country to find, you know, real prosperity, if anything, you're going to have to claw back a lot of what the government is into now. She's running on the Maduro plan, Trump said, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country. And beyond that, a catastrophe in the world, a little bit unrelated, but not totally unrelated. He further blamed the administration's spending packages for rising prices. Their Inflation Reduction Act, by the way, was a disaster, is what caused the inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act was a con job. They actually admitted that it wasn't really for inflation, and they did it. They don't know why they did it, but they named it the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a very nice name. Got approved based on that. Unfortunately, people didn't understand it. I understood it, and I said it's going to cause tremendous inflation. Of course, which it has.
Yep.
And this leads to kind of a really a larger thing, without to use a cliche, but you know, the view from 30,000 feet or the macro view. The left, they're so desperate to gain even more power that they'll lie to you. Yes, I know that politicians in the past and present and probably future sometimes have difficulty with the truth.
Yeah. A lot of difficulty with the truth.
But when they have to call something the Inflation Reduction Act, mm-hmm. and it really was like a can of gasoline to inflation, it lit it on fire. They knew that was going to happen. When you put this tremendous amount of money into the economy that's all fake, you have inflation. I mean, that's 101.
Yeah.
They knew it. They named it that purposefully to deceive. They are the party of deception. Again, it doesn't make the Republicans all the perfect little choir boys either. But it is pretty clear, especially when it comes to policies. Open border. Remember what they did. They denied that we had open borders. Lie. And they said, there's no crisis, and they lied. And they have an Inflation Reduction Act that they knew was a lie, and that's what they promote. They promote lies. That's what the left does. Remember, one of the biggest things they used was calling Trump a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were ever asked, well, what lie are you referring to? They never had an answer.
But do they ever have a real answer? I mean, they still quote. They still tell the same lies.
Yes.
Over and over and
very
over.
Very fine people. Hands up. Don't shoot.
All the same
lies. The lies just continue.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If you want to gain more power, and the easiest way to do it, deceive people. Tell them what they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
Especially when most of the media is not going to rip you apart for it, like the media and the watchdog role that they're supposed to have. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.